we could all just do the countdown at the exact same time. That would also work.
3, 2, 1.
Action.
Shoot. Oh, wait, what countdown? Okay, yes. Well, either way, welcome back, everybody, to another episode 22, I believe this is.
Yeah, 22.
We're getting up there in episodes. Pretty glad, pretty stoked about that. As always, I am joined with my three friends, Bear, Witcher, and Beef.
Hello.
Hello.
What up?
All right. Well, without further ado, let's get right into the recap. Last time on EDDS. You guys woke up from a drunken stupor because you guys partied your faces off at Vila's house after saving the hunter. You all woke up with hangovers and kind of just spent the morning chilling at Vila's house trying to recover from the hangovers. You guys were given a horse and a cart, and you later named him Jeff Goldblum for whatever reason.
Gris so did that, yeah.
Gris named him, took the honors of naming the horse, and now they have a horse named Jeff Goldblum. He is also a very thick horse, which I wish I could show you guys a picture, but this is an audio file, so that's kind of hard to do. Either way, you guys decided that you wanted to go to Anvil, so that's where you guys decided to go. You left. It wasn't very eventful the very first day. You guys made your all the way to Breville by nightfall and set up camp. The next day in the travels, you were attacked by a group of bandits, four of them riding horseback. We had a close call with Gris. He was knocked unconscious, but soon after, he was brought back up and chopped the head off the bandit's chief. Chopped the head off the chief of the bandits, and the rest of you took a nice quick work of the rest of the bandits. As our adventurers traveled along the green road that leads to Anvil, night fell and they set up camp. They have one more day before they reach Skingrad, not Syngrad. I was about to say Syngrad, but it's Skingrad.
Yes.
That night, as Velvindar was supposed to be on watch, he was more focused on his staff that he found. The staff that that he had a vision from his god, Emmaus Mora. He started to study the staff a little more, and as he looked over it, three words in Daedric appeared. They appeared to glow in like a toxic green color, and they said knowledge, insanity, and peace. And he studied his staff a little longer, and he reached out to Emmaus Mora, and he heard these words.
This is a gift. This is a gift I've made to you.
And that is all he heard from Emmaus Mora. We will start right up where we left. Your watch is over, Felvindar. It's time for you to do your meditation, because elves don't sleep. Who is second on watch? Gris was second.
Oh, Gris.
Was going to be last.
Gris is still asleep. He's going to send Naysada up there because he's fucked. He's had a bad day, okay?
Naysala's turn to watch. The night goes hopefully uneventful. Let's see. Yes, nothing happens during her watch. And at this point, it's probably going to be Reed's turn to watch over the camp. Give me a perception check.
That is a 15.
All is good. You guys are camping on the land. Geography is starting to turn into rolling hills. So it's not very foresty anymore, and you're just kind of enjoying the night. It's a beautiful night, stars in the sky, and the two moons that you can see that are always, I think there's two, pretty sure it's two, in the world of Cyrodiil. And nothing happens. Next morning, birds are chirping, sun's rising. What do you?
Well, I pack down my tent and get ready on the horse, or on the cart.
Gris feeds an apple to Jeff Goldblum.
You on your goddamn horses.
Jeff Goldblum accepts the apple.
Of course he does.
And
he's thick.
Yeah.
Belvendar has his staff sheathed on his back again, But I guess the runes, are they like permanently glowing?
No.
Even when I carry it around, or?
No, they are not. They're okay, only when you like rub over the area or place your thumb under the runes.
Okay, so I don't think Gris or Reed or Nesala would notice anything different.
No.
All right.
All right. It's a sunny, beautiful morning. There was a cave you guys wanted to check out.
Yes.
Yes.
It is off the Golden Road. You guys are coming up to the split in the road, fork in the road, as they like to call it. If you traveled north, it would go to the Imperial City, and off to the west is Anvil. So you guys bank a left at the fork, and now you're on the Gold Road. You guys travel for a couple hours, and you start to, it's probably like 3 hours before you get to the turnoff of where this cave is supposed to be. And, all right, let me see something real fast. Okay, so the path, you find the path that leads to this cave. And you guys, it's not big enough to take the cart up. You'd have to walk single file line. So what do you guys want to do? You're standing at like the entrance to the path that would lead you to the cave.
Do we have anything in the cart?
No, it's just us ourselves, right?
Good. I'll tie Jeff Goldblum to a tree then, and we can go up there.
Okay.
Can we like hide him in the woods a little bit?
We're not going to hide this thick boy with a cart as well.
He is a thick boy, and it's not really wooded areas. There are trees around, but there's nowhere really to hide a horse.
Okay, let's not take long in there. I don't leave Jeff Goldblum alone.
And I guess we would even need an even thicker tree to bind this thick horse.
He's fine. He's not going to run off. Unless, of course, wolves comes. Well, they probably have a feast on him. And yeah, it's fine. It could also be a bear, actually, now that I think about it.
All right.
He's fine.
I'm contemplating taking him with us inside the cave, but...
No, the cave is not really a place for a horse.
He's not going to fit.
Also, you'd have to unhook him from the wagon.
Sounds like effort. Let's just go. Yep. Gris takes point with shield on back and a long sword in each hand.
What?
He's now dual wielding.
You're going to take huge penalties for doing that because you don't have the dual wield feat.
Oh, no, he's not dual wielding. He has his shield on his back and he's wielding his long sword with two hands.
He said a long sword in each hand.
I'll give it to you, but you're going to take disadvantages.
Do you have two long swords?
Yes, yeah, I picked up.
God, what are you doing?
So he has his long sword that is curved slightly that he bought.
As a fighter, do I not have proficiency
not dual wielding. You don't.
You have proficiency in every martial weapon, but you don't have proficiency in the art of dual wielding.
Oh, that is true.
That is something you could have chosen, but you did not. I took defense or something.
Yeah, he took defender. So then I take reaction from one.
Then I redact my statement and I blame Russia.
Okay.
So see.
So sword and shield, and one sword's left. One sword is on my back, one sword in hand, and shield in hand.
Okay, I think you guys said you were gonna tie up Jeff, but you didn't really make it clear. So are you tying up the horse to like a rock or a tree?
I am tying up the horse.
Thick rock we need.
I am tying up the horse, yes.
Okay, sleight of hand to see how well that knot is.
That's a 21.
Oh yeah, you make a solid knot. You know exactly what you're doing.
It's my knots.
It's bandit steal them. Okay. All right. So, are you guys gonna start walking up the path?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
I'll be behind Philbendar.
Okay. Let me bring
Gris
you over.
Is taking point.
So it's not too far, or so the book says, the walk shouldn't be too far up the path to get to the entrance of the cave. And you guys are greeted with this sight. You see a cave entrance that is like goes into rocks, and you see some grave sites. Like it looks like it's almost like a cemetery of sorts, like outside. And you also see three skeletons. They don't notice you yet. You guys, I'll say, are still far enough back, Chan.
Yeah, I just put myself on the map.
Yeah, yeah. Please do. Just please do. Yes. And they're just being skeletons and standing there.
I see this. I would like to take my staff out and rub my finger across the knowledge runes and see what happens.
Okay. As you do that, this time you don't get any voices, but you feel like you might be in the head of these skeletons.
Ooh.
You're not for sure yet.
Well, I guess I don't find much there.
No.
Oh, it's not like I see through their eyes.
No, it's like, this is like, think of like when you talk through your brain, like your brain's
telepathy.
Telepathy. It'd be like you kind of feel that you're inside their head, but you can't like see through their eyes or see what they're seeing.
So and could I? Yeah, that's what I was. Is it like a thought read ability? I mean, they don't think,
might be.
Okay. Yeah, right. And then he's going to put it away again.
Okay. Oh, I guess I should have mentioned the two skeletons. Sorry, I got shit on my screen. These two skeletons right here. They have long bows, and then this guy has a long sword. I know it looks like he's holding an axe, but that's...
It does.
That's all I could find. So, just so you guys know, because you could obviously see that.
Right.
What do you guys do?
Why did his head to be undead?
Why is it got to be skeletons? Fuck.
Always skeletons.
There are a lot of them.
Okay, so what do we know about skeletons?
They're undead.
They're undead.
Want me to throw something at me at them or?
There's only three, so why don't we get you and Naysala to just bombard them from a distance? Reed, there's a tree over there. Go hide. And I will.
You know I can do ranged as well, right?
Well, yeah, but you can shoot better from a hidden distance, right? And then I will just take like the aggro. Deal.
Deal.
Okay. Get in positions, I guess.
All right. Well, there's not a lot of things to hide behind. So.
Well, there's not really much hiding to be done.
Soon as you guys move, it's going to be initiative.
Yeah. So Gris is.
I'll let you guys move to where you want to go, but then we're going to roll to initiative. So like no surprise attacks or anything like that.
Okay, so Gris is going to be around there.
Okay.
Pick a goddamn fucking square instead of between four squares. Thank you.
Okay. And then Reed will be behind that tree, I'm guessing?
Nope. I'm doing my own thing.
Okay, he's doing his own thing, so he's ignoring the plan straight away. That's helping.
And then, so, Naysala, are you all ready for some fireworks? And he would start conjuring some fireballs.
I'll add some sparks to that show. And she moves like here and starts to conjure up some...
Nice.
Excuse me.
You sound sexy, Naysala.
It's the weirdest thing you've ever said.
She's been hanging out with you three fuckers for too long.
She has.
It makes my high elven blood boil.
Oh, God.
Gris is like turned slowly, just stared.
Yeah, I imagine everybody would.
Like, she has a side of her that when we look at her, we feel like the happiest moments of our childhood return, and then
out of nowhere, it's just like she's just a drunk, just standing next to her.
You see her like putting her flask like into like her cleavage. She's like, "Oh, you guys didn't see that." No, I'm kidding. Okay. Initiative for these long boy fucks. Yeah.
All everyone needs initiative, including you, Reed.
Fuck boys, skeleton. Fuck boys.
An initiative. Sorry.
Yeah.
Well, I'm in the end anyway.
You're there, so
I'm at the back.
Okay. And cue the fight music right now. Right now.
Almost there.
Almost there. Gris, you are first on the list.
What? Yep. Gris is going to take a couple of steps forward, banging his sword on his shield, just to grab everyone's attention that he's there. And then he is going to...
Ali Ali Oxenfree.
No, he is going to go like...
Warriors, come out to play.
But in Gris's voice. I can't do that in Gris's voice because it just sounds weird. I'm going to do it in Gris's voice.
Yeah.
Warriors.
There you go.
Come out to play.
Okay. You going to charge in or anything? Or are you just going to stand there?
He is just going to stand there and hold his ground, which means holding his turn, waiting for them to come at him.
It's Nasala's turn. And she is going to fire off two lightning bolts. One and two. Oh, and she's also aiming at the guy with the battle axe, or I'm sorry, the longsword. But she misses both of them. Skeletons being skeletons, they are a little hard to hit. And
pretty skinny.
Yes, yes, they are. And she's actually going to move like to here so she can not be in front of Gris if she needs to attack the guys with longbows. Now it is the skeleton with the longsword, and as you bashed on your shield and said that, Grace, you kind of did draw all the attention, so he's going to run up to you. Definitely can get to you.
Bring it.
I thought he could. He's going to run up to you with his longsword raised and bring it down, trying to get you, like, across the chest. 18.
Hits.
All right. So he comes down, and... it slices like you across the cheek instead of the chest.
Yep.
And your cheek starts to bleed a bit, doing 9 slashing damage.
And I would like to unhold my turn.
You got it, buddy.
Yeah, I'm going to swing twice at this dude.
You fucking kill that skeleton. Wait, you can only do one, right?
I get an
because
extra
you
attack,
held
can I?
Your... No, I guess that'd be on a reaction.
If you're holding your attack, you cannot do both attacks. You only get one.
That's what I thought.
Even so,
but you definitely hit. You definitely hit. You like swing, and I don't know why you're rolling double damage. Might want to make sure that you're open up the
double damage.
It says 7 and 4. It's what my longsword was doing. Make sure second damage is unchecked. Yes. Either way, you swing your sword into this skeleton's rib cage and just a bunch of dust. You like break off a couple of the ribs. You do 7 damage.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, you like break off like the bottom 2 ribs.
Ooh.
And now it is the longbow, one of the longbows, and he's going to take a shot at Nasala. 10. He shoots and Nasala like sees it coming and like does the matrix shit, like moves his shoulder just in time, and the arrow goes flying past her and misses. That's his turn. Felvindar, you are up.
All right.
Fireworks.
Yeah, get some fireworks done. He will shoot 2 fireballs in that radius.
Okay.
And damage coming up with dex saves.
All right, so that's going to hit all 3 of them, but let's see if any of them save. He does not. It's 14, right? Yeah.
Yep, 14 it is.
That was one of the longbows. This is the other longbow skeleton. Almost saves, but doesn't. And the guy with the longsword. No.
No. They can
all
suck.
Take full damage.
40 damage, 40
Jesus.
Fire damage.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so a giant giant explosion goes off, and then that's combat over. They're all dead.
Oh, really?
I mean, they're skeletons. They don't have that much HP.
I mean, it's 23 plus 17.
Yeah. No, they're all dead. Super dead. All the bones, just like in the game, once you kill one, just like fall apart and fall to the ground. Now there's 3 piles of bones.
I like that.
That was easy.
Well, guys, wasn't that a good firework?
Yeah, very good job.
Can I can I get a patch up by someone real quick, just to top me up?
Yeah, sure. I got you there, Chris. Sala walks over to you, and here you go. And she like puts out her hand onto your chest, and it glows like a goldish yellow glow. And you heal for 12 points.
That'll do it. Okay.
I will sneak my way past them and look inside the cave. Oh, go up to the
cave. Why do you sneak past us?
Well, I don't really want you to notice me. That's why.
Well, let's stealth check them.
Yeah. I mean, they're going to see you as soon as they turn around.
Yeah, but still.
Okay.
But where would you hide?
No, that's a 17.
Yeah, where? I mean.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
It's a flat grass field. There's only
don't worry about it.
Tree here.
I was thinking that was just to have him sneak behind you guys.
Okay.
But there is an actual like stone door to this cave.
It's a riddle.
Please no. Can we just open the door?
I don't know. Try to open the door.
Is there a way to open the door?
Yeah, there's like one of those big like ring handles. You know, it's
my
like
guess, Chris.
Okay, Chris steps forward and
I step 10 feet back.
Okay.
Grabs
on. Are you gonna open the door?
Yeah, Chris just opens the door.
All right.
Check for traps.
Roll a dexterity saving throw.
I said it.
Say that.
I said it.
Say that.
Before.
You said open the door before.
You said open the door. That's why I walked 10 feet back.
And Felvindar, you're standing right there too. So both of you.
Okay.
I walked 10 feet back. That was why.
Well, is this a dexterity check?
Yep. Dexterity saving throw.
Okay. I don't make it.
Nope. You do not.
You think you're going to make this? Oh my god.
Okay, you both fail. A giant fireball comes flying at you guys and hits you for 10 damage. And
ooh. Did we catch on fire?
Felvindar, you catch on fire.
Ooh.
So take another, I'm not gonna have you put it out because like we're not in initiative, but take another 4 damage.
Ah, that hurt.
And after the smoke clears, you guys see it's like it's what you would expect in a cave, like a walkway with cave walls.
Did but, I take damage?
Yeah. Oh, wait. Oh. Yeah, you take half damage.
Oh.
Okay. Of 10.
Well, how, what was the 10. DC for the save?
16.
Oh, okay.
So I take, what, 5 damage?
Yeah. Yeah, you'll take 5.
Okay. I'll take that.
Because you did not catch on fire.
Can I patch myself up after that a bit?
Of course you can.
Okay. I'd like to use both my hands.
Chris would like to turn to Reed and shout for one of those potions.
Oh god, that's bad healing.
Potions.
Yeah. Okay. Felvindar, you heal for 2.
So
for 8. I used both my hands.
Oh, I didn't see that. I'm sorry. 8. Chris, it's 1d6.
I need a d6. Bam, I get 5.
Nice. You heal for 5 points.
Yeah.
Okay, so nice. As the smoke clears, you guys are greeted with a pretty thin cave tunnel. About 2 of you wide, like 2 people could stand next to each other. And it's a decline. You can see that it's going down. And you also see stairs, which is odd because this was supposed to be a cave.
I mean, I'm guessing we just go forward, right, Vavana?
Yes. We should, but beware of more traps. Maybe Reed should go first and have a look for these and maybe disarm them.
Yeah, let's send him in.
But Chris wanted to go first, so...
No. You couldn't open a door because you're weak.
Yeah, totally.
Now get in there and go get hit by everything.
I would like to look for traps.
All right, are you, like, going to check all the way up to the stairs?
Yes.
Okay, give me a... let's do investigation. For like the whole area.
That awesome. Is a 6.
Looks clear.
Okay. It's clear.
I love saying that. Looks clear. Okay. Well,
Chris walks in behind Reed and turns around and says, Phil, you stay with Nisala.
All right. Let's wait all here.
Right. You guys going to try to be quiet or just take a stroll down a tunnel in a cave? Doesn't matter to me. You do whatever you want.
I'm doing quiet, but it's pretty impossible to do quiet with, when we have Chris.
Yeah. Yeah.
Perception check to see if I can hear anything coming.
Okay.
Corridor.
Yeah, go for it.
But that will be a 6. I hear nothing.
Sounds good. Sounds like a cave. Sounds like a cave.
That stairwell sounds like a stairwell. I mean,
yeah.
Can I also
hear your heartbeat?
Can I try to concentrate on the corridor as well and think about traps and again do the thumb rubbing on the staff? See what that does.
Yeah, you do that and the staff glows as it should, but you don't hear anything. Nothing really.
Okay.
Happens.
I'm just testing.
Yeah, of course.
Right.
Okay, so towards the stairs we go.
Trifon. Oh, God.
What did you say?
I can't believe I just said that.
What did you say?
Nothing. Trifon.
Are we going to Trifon? I have no idea what that means.
Get a move on.
Give us a signal when you need help.
As you guys move down a little ways, there is a cave. Are you guys moving up yet, or are you still staying at the entrance?
Yeah, we're moving
up.
Please
move your characters. Give me another perception check.
Who, for me or
all of us? You both can do one, or one of you with advantage. Roll, Chris.
That's a 23.
Chris, you can hear what sounds like more skeletons. It's like that creaking sound. You guys know in the video game that like sound those skeletons make when they're just like standing there. It's like their bones creaking together. You can kind of hear that. You can't tell how many there are, but you definitely know there's skeletons ahead.
Chris slows down just a little bit and lets Reed just carry on walking.
Okay. Once you get to the stairs, you can definitely tell, obviously, these were built by someone. It's one of those staircases that have walls on both sides, and you can see that it curves to the left a little ways, and it is going down, so you're going deeper underground.
Like the Jamiroquai song.
Sure.
That's a very vague reference if anyone remembers that song.
Does anybody have dark vision?
I don't know.
I don't think we were allowed dark vision.
Yeah, I don't think vision is like a racial thing in Elder Scrolls.
That's true.
I think it was candlelight was the only thing.
I think Khajiits are the only people that have like a special ability.
Yeah, night vision for a certain amount of time, once per day.
So you guys can still kind of see what's going on just from the daylight that's coming in from the door. But Reed, you're looking down the staircase and it just goes black. Dark as night.
Good thing I have candlelight.
Good thing you do.
I cast candlelight.
All right. So you do have a light now. That candlelight is the one that floats above you, right?
Yes.
All right, well, you definitely can tell now that the stairs curve down to the left.
Well,
Gris is gonna stand behind Reed and he's gonna turn around to look for his comrades and go, "Caw-caw, caw-caw, you can come down."
All right.
Nysala will start making her way down as well,
and Philomedar will also light up a candlelight.
Chris is going to wait at the top of the stairs for a signal from Reed before he goes down the stairs, because he's very loud going down the stairs.
I'm just walking down.
Okay.
Because I have a floating light over me, so I can't really be sneaky anymore.
Yeah, no, you can't. So as you get to the corner, you can tell that the ground is like brick-laid ground. It's not a cave anymore, and you do see a wall. And at this point, you definitely hear skeletons right outside to your right. I'm not even gonna roll for that, so
I would like to check for traps at the bottom of the stairs.
Okay, roll an investigation.
That is still an 11.
It looks good to you.
I would go around the corner and look up at Chris and say, "Yeah, it's fine." Oh, well, not say, but give him the thumbs up and just like wave him down here.
You have thumbs?
Yes.
Yes, Argonians have thumbs.
Okay. Okay.
Racist.
Just checking. That's Chris, racist.
Chris comes down the stairs.
Racist.
Do you have thumbs?
Okay.
Skeletons up ahead.
Yeah, I could hear them up top of the stairs.
Yes. So you go first. There's no traps here.
I mean, the last time we got hit by a fireball at the door because you told me to go first. So
I didn't check for traps.
I mean, you I mean, I'm in the way of the corridor. You can't get past me, so you're first, my dude.
As you guys are talking, a skeleton appears right in front of you guys. Roll for initiative.
It's fucking great. That's so shitty, but it's so good at the same time.
Well, I mean, there's a light glowing from the fucking...
They would see it in the corridor.
There's
as well.
Actually, because there's two candlelights going now since Felvendar is there.
But they have no eyes.
But they're skeletons and they're magical.
They have some perception.
Battle music again. Cue the battle music. Got you guys funneled right where I want you so I can kill you all. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Totally kidding. Or am I?
Or am I?
The skeleton that's in front of you, yes, it looks like he's got an axe, but really, he's got a longsword. Or am I?
I think he needs to, I mean, I don't know who's going to attack first. At this point, it looks like Filvendas going to attack first, then Naysala at the back, randomly.
Well, the skeleton hasn't gotten the same throw.
Yeah, he sometimes didn't roll initiative.
Sometimes when I bring up my character sheets, I have to like reload them because they don't show me anything. So.
Oh, yeah.
Here is that gentleman's, and then there's one more that you guys might know about soon. Okay, and all right.
There's only one skeleton in the turn order right now, is that correct?
There's yes. Two now.
Oh, now there's two. I see.
And guess who gets to go first? Skeleton. He's going to charge you, Reed, and attack with his longsword.
Disadvantage because he's within 5 feet of me.
Doesn't hit.
Does a 12 hit?
Doesn't hit.
Okay, so he swings and you like parry his sword with your dagger and it clashes into the wall next to your face, but doesn't hit you. All right, Felvendar. So let me describe something. You guys, it's going to be hard to push past each other because this is not a very wide stairwell. So what's going to happen, Felvendar, if you want to attack this guy, you're going to take a disadvantage on your attack roll, no matter what you do. Because and you're going to have to like squeeze past, like if you want to try to get in visual, like in, because you can't see the skeleton right now. If you want to try to get up and attack him, you'd have to like push your way past Gris to get there. And then I mean, that would push Gris back into your spot.
If you can, Gris is a very beefy boy.
So I cannot see the skeleton.
No, because he's on the bottom part of the stairs and you're
yeah,
kind of
I get
up.
That. And if I squeeze and use, for example, sparks that doesn't have an attack roll, would that work?
Mm.
It's got a saving throw.
Yeah,
still, if someone is in between the target and my sparks, it would hit the obstacle. I'm not sure how we should do that.
I guess maybe I'd give him an advantage on his dex saving throw.
Yes.
Maybe.
Well, and I cannot see the spot behind him, can I?
No. Right now, all you can see is the back of Gris's head and Reed, and you saw Reed like deflect something. You might have saw like the blade of the skeleton sword, but you can't see the actual skeleton.
Difficult. I move here and cast on myself Iron Flesh and concentrate on summoning a Frost Atronach right in front of me.
Okay. I don't know if he's going to fit, but we'll see what happens when he gets summoned.
God damn it.
That could be funny.
I am scared.
Ooh, I just thought it was something really good that could happen. Okay, so that's what you do. Okay, cool. Naysala's turn. She's just going to hold where she's at because she knows she can't get up there, and she probably just caused more trouble than good. Reed.
Okay. For fuck's sake, we're having a conversation. I'm shoving him down the stairs. That's my action.
Make a strength save. It won't be a hard one, but... Or not save. Just a throw. Yeah. Just a throw.
That's a 12.
Yeah, yeah. You kind of struggle with it, but you're slowly pushing him back. And I'll say you make it to the bottom, the very bottom of the stairs, both of you. So, like, he'd be there, and then you'd be at the square at the very bottom of the stairs.
Okay.
Yeah, and you're kind of like...
I see him all, though.
Can I see more?
Yeah. Let me reveal that for you. You reveal something that looks like you might be in a tomb. You see a stone sarcophagus. Sarcophagi.
Great. And I would like to go over to... Right, I would go, like to go to his side.
Mm-hmm. That's fine.
And... Yeah, that's my turn.
Okay. You also... you're the only one that sees this. A skeleton appears right here. That's his turn.
Thank God.
It's turn. Gris, your turn.
Yep. So Gris is going to walk down all the stairs.
Okay.
And he's going to get to this location. He's going to be like,
Oh, hey, guys.
So like, okay. So he's going to swing at the one in front of him. So okay. He's going to swing at this dude between Reed and him, pretty much. Bam. 22. That and that hits for 9 damage. Damage. And then he is going to swing and hit the other skeleton.
Okay.
Right. Bam. 24 for 5 damage.
So you like come running down the stairs. Once you get there, you stop, look at both of them. Ah, fuck. And you like jab at the one right in front of you and get you like sink your, the tip of your blade into his eye socket and then like rip out right. And it like cracks his skull open. So now like part of the side of his face is just missing. And then as you do that with the swing outwards, you kind of spin a little bit and crack the other one right in its ribs and break off like the top 3 ribs.
Okay. And for bonus action, I would like to smash this first dude I hit with my shield. So it'd be my shield master ability. Now I want to run something by you real quick because obviously there's a wall behind him.
Yeah.
So
do you take force damage from that?
Well, my
push him against the wall.
Yeah. But my suggestion was if I'm going to say slamming with my shield, since it's a confined space, I would either pin him against the wall with my shield, or I would basically crack his skull badly. Like,
I'm sorry to say, but the trait only say you pushes him 5 feet. You can only push him. If you cannot push him, you cannot use it.
But there isn't 5 feet.
Nope, then you cannot push him.
Yeah. So if you wanted to, like, I'm not going to let you do it this time because you've already used your action. If you wanted to like push your shield up against him to try to keep him there and like make a strength throw, I would let you do that. But that, yeah, it's more of a grappling would be your action.
Okay. So then can I push the other guy?
Yeah, you could push him.
Then I will push that dude 5 feet.
Okay. So the skeleton to your right. Or I should say right in front of you because you're looking at him technically.
Gris, you also need to make sure that you, if you're not incapacitated, you can add your AC to a bonus or to a dex save if you have your shield. The shield's AC
the
bonus
defender.
To any dex. Yeah, no, that's the shield master.
Shield master.
If you aren't incapacitated, you can add your shield's incapacitated.
Yeah.
You can add your shield's AC bonus to any dex save throw against a spell or other harmful effect that targets only you. Technically, AOE is also a dex save, so you can add the AC to that.
I think me and Ceramic actually spoke about this, and instead of doing that, I think we added it directly just to my armor class as my shield.
Well, a shield gives you +2 automatically.
That's not a feat.
No, that's just holding a shield.
That's just when I'm using my shield, yeah.
Yes, but your shield has +3 right now. The shield you're using has +3.
Yes, because
so you
it's
would
a
add
nicer
that,
shield.
You would add that +3 to your dex save. So if you save completely with your dex save, you take no damage instead of half damage.
Because of shield master. Yes.
You need to remember that because I get that at level 7 as an evasion, where I take no damage from dex save if I save on them.
Oh, my dex without shit anyway, so there's no chance I'm going to be saving on dex saves.
Well, you never know.
You add 3 to the bonus now, just saying.
Yeah, you add 3 to whatever your dex save is.
That's pretty good.
Your dexterity. When you roll a dex save and you roll a 10, it would be a 13.
Well, if I roll a dexterity with a 0,
It would be a three.
But you can't roll a zero, so don't worry about it.
He doesn't get minus. You don't get minus.
I just get plus three to any dexterity save.
Yes. If you have your shield out.
Yeah, that's very simple. Should have just said that from the get-go.
That's what I'm saying.
I appreciate it, boys.
It's cool that we know that now at episode 22.
Yeah. Great, right?
Well, it was, he took the fucking shield master at the start, so just saying.
Yeah.
It was, I'm just helping him out here because he hadn't used it. He only used the shield master from there.
That's fair.
Okay.
Anyway.
Who's next?
Chris, skeleton. That was your turn. It is the skeleton. The one you just attacked is going to swing at you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bring it. Bring it.
Bring it, bitch. Bring it. 24. Oh,
fuck. I shouldn't have been brought.
He like brings his sword down and gets you like right on your like, not your neck, but like your collarbone area.
Yeah.
And it does cut through the armor a bit and gets you bleeding. Some blood starts to drip out of your armor for 10 slashing damage.
Nasty.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, God. I know.
Well, Vindar.
All right.
Frost Atronaut appears right in front of you. Uh-oh. It is too big to be in this area. So
I had the idea of going down and let it be summoned there, if that's an option.
But it appears on the start of your turn.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right.
So what is, there's something's gonna happen. I'm gonna roll a d20 and we're gonna see.
Oh no.
Yep.
So you hear a loud cracking sound and you see the stairs at the bottom start to crack, and then this part of the stairs right here, this main part, crumbles to the ground. And I guess at this point you're revealed with the rest of the room. It's about a 15-foot drop that about 15-foot drop now.
But is there another room down there?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I'm opening it up. It's like a, ooh, it's like a tomb.
Look at that.
What was that?
You and Nasala are kind of stuck up there now, and your Frost Atronaut is down in the main room.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah. Hopefully there's another way out.
Oh, don't worry about it. I can always get out. Chris, it's another problem, though.
Yeah.
The Frost Atronach is down there.
Yes.
How far is this gap?
It's these stairs where your Frost Atronach broke from where you're standing to where the stairs are is probably 5 to 10. I'm gonna say like 10 feet. So you could jump it, but you could fuck up.
Can I throw something out there?
Maybe.
If it's a possibility. Could you just use the Frost Atronach to like pick you up and put you on the stairs at the other side?
I cannot give him
foot tall.
Yeah, and I can't give him that specific orders. He's there for fighting.
They're probably basically only like 9 feet tall.
Could I, however, jump on the Frost Atronach and ride it?
Yeah, you can, but he's made of ice, so I'm going to give you a disadvantage on your
that's
acrobatics
fine
check to like.
Well, have fun.
Grab a
hold. Have fun falling 15 feet.
Ah, 15 feet ain't that far. Yeah, it
would
be
spells I could do.
Yeah, 15 feet isn't actually that far, dude.
Yeah, not,
but you could still take some damage.
It's 4.5 meters.
Depending on the roll.
That's still a lot. That's still quite a fall if you land wrong. Just say.
Well, but yeah, I mean, the frost Atronach has a height as well.
Yes, but if you glide off that and land on your back, that's still quite a fall.
Take some damage.
Yeah, we will see. First, I will cast Healing Hands on myself for five.
Sylvandar Van Willian, because he's going to be in a wheelchair.
And he will jump down and try to ride his Frost Atronach. Oh, God.
Okay, roll an acrobatics check.
That's nine.
Yeah, that's nine.
You said the advantage?
I said disadvantage because he's made out of ice. So you jump and you're like going for his head and you like, you grab onto him, but then it's ice and you kind of like slip just right off, and you fall right onto a sarcophagus and break through it, and you like look over it, and you're just staring at a skeleton. He's not alive or anything. It's just you fell into the sarcophagus. So
okay,
roll a d4 for damage. Okay, force damage.
You get boned.
Wait. Wow. Okay. Wow.
It's okay.
So now you'd be like right here now.
Oh yeah, lying in the sarcophagus.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
Okay. We're going to stay solid turn. She just saw that and was like, yeah, I don't think I'm going to try that. But she is going to try to jump to the other side of the stairs, because that seems way more reasonable to do. So her acrobatics is 18. Yeah, she does it. Very finesse-like. She jumps over here.
Just
and then
up.
Runs down behind Gris. And Gris, do you need healing yet?
No, I'm good.
Okay. And that's her turn, because she can't do anything else because she's still in the stairway.
She jumped the stairs. Because
the gap from the top to the other part of the stairs that didn't break is like 10 feet. Okay. And she got an 18 on her acrobatics. So,
Okay, I will bonk this skeleton.
Bonk.
With my dagger. That is a 22 hit. And yep. I get my sneak attack. That's 5 plus 15.
All right.
Oh
20.
My God.
Let's see, what is that skeleton on? It's still standing, but definitely if a skeleton could look hurt, it looks hurt.
Bonus action. I poke it. That's it.
Okay. Just poke it in the chest. You, mister, you're in trouble.
It's the other skeleton's turn now. He's going to walk back up to Gris and swing with its longsword.
Bring it. Hit me again. Oh, that's 12. A miss, my dude.
Hey, so he like tries to like pierce your neck, but you have flashbacks from the last time your neck got pierced, and
PTSD.
You bring up your shield and parry it away. It is your turn though now.
Wow. Okay. So Gris is going to swing at the really injured dude. Yeah. There you go. 23 hits.
Yep.
12 damage.
You swing your sword and almost like it wasn't even there. You slice through it and all the bones crumple to the ground.
Nice.
And that one skeleton is no longer.
And then take my second attack at the other dude. 13
hits.
Oh, yeah. Six.
So you kind of bring your sword down and like lodge it in the middle of its skull, and the whole skull cracks, but it's still standing.
And gonna finish it off with the old shield push.
Okay. Gets pushed back 5 feet.
Bam.
That skeleton's dead. Phil Vindar, it's your turn. You're laying in a sarcophagus next to a skeleton.
Yeah. He would stand out of it.
Okay.
And reanimate the skeleton that's lying in there.
Okay.
And
we'll just say it's the skeleton.
All right.
So I don't have to bring another one on. Okay.
And
that,
move
that
here.
Up.
And cast a firebolt at this skeleton.
Okay.
Ooh.
Natural one.
Good thing I'm not next to it. Fuck.
I can't hit any allies now.
You like... Okay, this is the only thing I could think of. You like start to summon the fireball, but you hit your head pretty hard, and right as soon as you try to fire it, it like just kind of disappears.
All right.
Ooh. All right. It's Naysala's turn.
It would be the frost and the zombies.
I always forget.
The skeleton's turn.
How
he's
going to
move. 5, 10.
It's a new skeleton.
15, 20.
It's our skeleton.
Oh,
25.
Okay.
I made it ours.
Yeah. And he's going to shoot ice spike at the skeleton. 24 hits, 14 damage. So you see a giant like spike of ice go flying across the room and just collides into the skeleton. But he's still standing.
So go, my servant skeleton.
Okay. And he's going to move this way. So that's 5, 10, 15, 20. He's going to attack that skeleton as well. 8 misses. He swings his sword and it like goes right between his ribs, but doesn't hit the skeleton. Now it's Naysala's turn and she is going to like stay where she's at. That's what she's going to do. Reed, it's your turn.
So we have one skeleton, right?
Yes.
Okay. The sarcophagus or whatever it's called behind me. Is that open?
No, it's not. It's sealed. It's not sealed shut. It's just shut.
Okay. Well, I'll go over to the one that Philandar fell into, and I will look into it.
Okay. Yeah, you see cobwebs.
Great.
There's nothing really in there.
Okay. I will go over here then. And that's my turn.
Okay. Skeleton's turn, and he's going to attack the other skeleton. 12 misses. He swings and does the same thing that skeleton does, and his blade goes like right between his ribs. Gris, it is your turn.
Are these two skeletons stuck to each other right now?
No. No, like it goes between the gaps of the ribs.
Okay. So Gris is just gonna... Two things. So with a shield bash, it's not my thingy. Can I use a shield bash as an attack, as well as my longsword, since I have two attacks?
No.
Because my shield bash, my shield bash isn't my shield master skill.
No, I understand.
My shield bash
that,
is its own weapon.
Extra attack, it's not classified as a weapon, but extra attack can only be done with the same weapon, I believe.
Yeah,
that you're using at the time. It's the same weapon. You can't like, if you were like dual wielding, I'd say yeah, but you're not.
So I can literally do two bashes with my shield on this thing.
No, because your shield is not.
That's something different. It's not a weapon.
It's only with your main weapon.
Yes.
You cannot do it with your offhand. Your offhand is only a bonus you can do.
Okay.
Yes.
And
okay, so I should take that out of my attacks then, because we have it set down with its own damage and stats, which we set previously. And like episode like 8 or 9 or something like that, where I could use it as a weapon.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. It was given a 1d4 sealed, plus 3 blunt damage.
Well, technically you can use it, but offhand weapon, if you're using a weapon in your offhand, you don't get bonuses to it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll just swing twice with my longsword then, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, you do way more damage with your longsword, so.
26 hits and a natural one.
So you...
So the 26 hits for 9, but a natural.
Yeah. So you like swing and you crack him across the face with your blade, but you bring it back and he lifts up his longsword and he parries it and it goes flying out of your hand and lands like here.
Okay. So I'm standing next to
him. Yeah, you would need to.
So I would like to do my. So I still have movement and a bonus, right?
You have movement, but if you move away from this guy, he'll get an attack of opportunity.
Okay, so if I use my bonus to push him 5 feet.
Then you can move without getting in reaction.
Then I can move without getting reaction.
Yes.
Yes.
Then I will do just that.
Okay.
So bash him 5 feet, and then I go pick up my weapon.
Okay.
End turn.
Felvendar.
Right. Felvendar will edge walk towards the skeleton and use both his hands to cast sparks on him.
Okay.
Dex save.
He saves. So he takes half. I'll call that 11 damage. Right. Wow. That's you do that and he bones fall to the ground. Combat over.
I'll start investigating the room.
Okay.
Very noisy.
So that is a 19.
What exactly are you investigating? Like the
sarcophagus? I am looking for interested stuff in the sarcophagus. Like if there's anything in there.
Yeah, I get you.
Apart from skeletons and cobweb.
Obviously. Yeah, I'd say you find about like 30 gold septums throughout the whole thing.
Why has he got to find more gold septums? He doesn't need it.
Yes, I do.
Because, I mean, that's what you find in tombs. People bury themselves with gold all the time.
I don't find anything. And that's the room,
like to search the skeletons.
Do these skeletons have like one or two septums on them, like in Skyrim?
Sure. Yeah, sure. Nice. They have one or two septums. So five septums total. How about that?
I find five septums. Thanks.
Is there anything in the else in the room? Or is it just this?
It's just sarcophagi. And then obviously the stairs.
And is that a doorway?
That's a hallway. Let me reveal that to you.
Yeah, can I look into it?
Yes. So you are revealed with a hallway that you can see the end of the hallway, and it turns north. I guess you would consider that.
Hmm. I hear a lot of clicking.
Oh, that wasn't supposed to be revealed.
Oh,
that's okay. You guys didn't see anything though. No. Yeah.
Hmm. Okay. Well, Gris makes his way back down here.
You wanna reach? Wanna go sneak ahead a bit?
Sure, I have a blinding light above me, so I don't see how I can sneak, but I'll try.
Didn't it disappear by now, maybe?
Well, I'll cast it again.
Why did you?
Because I can't see shit if I don't have it.
I mean, do you just want me to, like, light a torch and follow you from distance? You're still in the shadows.
I still can't see in front of me, then.
Well, then I guess we just go with our candlelight.
Like, if I sneak up, yes, I can see whatever thing where you are holding the torch, but I need to be able to see in front of me, which I can't, right?
All right.
So
I'll go first.
Okay. Why am I going first? I'm the rogue here.
Yes, you're the scout of us.
Yep, you're the little guy.
I would like to investigate the traps while moving into this hallway.
Okay, bro.
I would like to use luck on this because they're pushing me into the start.
Okay. Looks good.
Well, I'm using them.
How does it look, Reed?
Looks good.
All right. Go ahead.
All right. So once you get there, you are revealed with it looks like a hallway as you keep going will open up and there's a couple stairs. Gets a little wider of a hallway.
I guess continue on, but
okay.
And constantly looking for traps, but I guessing that 7 was the one.
Yeah, it looks fine to you.
Yeah. Of course.
Okay, you get there, and now you can see there's some like broken pottery off to the left, and there is a hallway that can go off to the left, or you can keep going straight.
Well, I'll go up and look down the hallway to the left.
Okay.
First.
And you see another set of stairs that lead up.
And what's above me on the hallway?
Continues. You see some more pottery. There's like a couple that are intact, but a couple are broken, and that's about it. And continues.
Okay. Well, I say we split up. I go left. You two go on.
Are you sure about that, Misak?
Yes.
I mean, one little trip and you die, so. You don't want to take Naysala with you.
I will be fine, big boy. Now go on.
I will go this way.
Okay. You go that way and you're revealed with...
I'm 11, so shut the fuck up.
I did not expect that. Oh, Lion, I did not expect him to call me big boy.
You see you see some more broken pottery next to a sarcophagus, and then you could also go it turns like north or keep going straight.
I would like to
find
snuff out my light, so I have no light anymore.
Okay.
And then I would like to sneak up and move on. I can see 5 feet in front of me.
Okay,
so I'm stealthing now.
Roll a sneak check. You think you're being sneaky.
That's a 7.
Oof.
Hey, wait. I need to see something. Give me a sec.
Okay.
I just need to see something before, because I might get advantage on my sneak checks when I'm in completely stealth. Oh, and stare at shadows.
Afel Vindar, your candlelight is probably about to go out too.
Yeah. I guess I can't see shit.
No. So it'd be like, as soon as the candle goes out,
yeah. No, I light it up again.
Okay.
Fuck.
Well, Gris.
That's first at level 9. I didn't do that. Never mind. I do not have...
Gris.
Yeah.
Gris, I guess we just do what we've been told.
I mean, Naysala, come here real quick.
Okay.
Gris takes out a torch and lights it and hands it to Naysala. Says, rock, paper, scissors. You get to choose. You win. You choose which way you go.
Okay, I win. I'm going to go with Felvindar.
Okay.
She just walked right past
me. What happened?
She just watches as she walks past. I'm like,
she has no idea what rock, paper, scissors is, so she...
Really?
Like, okay, I win.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, technically, you wouldn't either. It's not a thing that...
Oh my god, dude. You don't need to, like, break the fourth wall because I'm just... fucking meta.
It's like saying, let's play ping pong or something like that.
I didn't say ping pong. Ping pong's obviously not a thing. Rock, paper, scissors, that's gonna be a thing.
Nah.
I would like to cast clairvoyance.
Clairvoyance. Yes. Yeah, so
leading me to interesting stuff.
See, yeah, it's like leading up. More like you don't take a right, but you would keep going straight.
Okay, so I keep going straight.
Okay.
That's all right.
So you have no light, right?
I have no light. I have no idea what I'm going into.
Yeah, Gris is currently walking in the dark as well, following.
I thought you said you have a torch.
I handed it to Naysala.
Oh.
Why would you? Oh God.
Okay.
I have a light already.
Well, I you can see 5 feet in front of you in complete dark. That's what you can see, but that's it.
Okay, so Philvandar's got the elven lady on his side, as it should be. And with that, he walks on.
Okay. Yeah, you guys continue on, and then you're revealed. I'll say she just gets there.
I'm just following my clairvoyance right now because I can see the light. The path. So I'm just following that right now.
Legit. I have no idea what's going on right now.
Oh God, that's not very good planning there.
Chris is walking into the darkness, and he's like, "Read."
Once you move farther, give me a.
Can I also check
dexterity
for
saving throw?
Copy that.
I was gonna.
Oh, Gris gives you dexterity.
Yep.
Oh God.
Because you can't see what you're doing. So.
Well, that's 7. That's 18 plus 3, 21.
No,
no. I'm gonna say you have a disadvantage.
The dex saves are where you get to add the 3 is only for attacks. Oh, like
and
magic.
Even so, an 18 is still high.
Well, yes, I'm thinking about giving you disadvantage because you can't see shit, and you trip over some stairs in front of you.
Ow.
Roll a d4 for a broken nose.
No, he's fine.
I was about to roll a d4 as well for you then.
No, yeah.
Can I check for like traps or dangerous stuff ahead? Right.
I just made a lot of noise.
13.
Looks clear to you.
Okay. Oh, let's go on, Naysala.
Okay.
How far does that clairvoyance take me?
It'd take you to like here, and then it turns like going up this way.
Okay, I'm going just following it.
Okay, well, roll me a dexterity saving throw real fast.
Okay, give me
with disadvantage. Because
That's a 15.
15, you bump into a sarcophagus, and that's where it ends. So you see, like, that's hide area. You see, you need a reveal area, like. You see that. You see, you're at a sarcophagus. You can tell it's a sarcophagus. And it's like cracked. You can also see that.
Okay.
Because you're at like the corner.
Well, Chris cracked. Is going to roll over and take out a torch and light it.
Okay.
What do I see at the end of this hallway here with Naysala?
Well, that's a good question. Because you, how far are you gone? Like here?
Yep, like there.
Yep. All right. Well, you know, do that little fun thing that's called roll initiative. There's a skeleton.
Oh, cool.
So you and Naysala will have to roll initiative.
14.
Okay.
Well, one skeleton is okay.
Is it just one skeleton?
Who knows? We shall see.
So do you want to do initiative for me and Reed? Even though we're not totally in combat. But do you want to switch to us each time after their attacks?
No,
are you gonna do that? So we're just going to sit here while they're doing
their attacks. I don't think the combat is going to take that long. It's the two powerhouses we have. like the two damage dealers. Just saying.
That's very true. I mean, I am here, so, you know, I'm not invisible. Thanks,
you're
Reed.
The tank.
Go fuck yourself.
You're the tank. You're the tank.
I take the hits. They dish out. Okay, I see how it is.
I mean, sort of. Either way, it's the skeleton's turn. Actually, before we go into combat, Reed, are you going to search that Sakafa guy?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, whatever I can see of it.
Yeah, like, since you're not lighting anything up, I'm going to say you're going to have to, like, really kind of feel around with your hands.
Yeah, that's fine.
So give me an investigation with disadvantage.
That's a 7.
7. So you can definitely tell there's a skeleton in there.
Great.
You kind of cut your finger on something sharp. You don't need to take damage. But it's, you could presume it to be like a sword or a dagger or something of a weapon. You do feel a bag, which is Septim's.
Do you want to get him to roll for tetanus?
No.
Okay, I'll take the thing that stabbed me and then the bag.
Okay.
And I'm guessing that's the interesting part. And that's it.
Yeah, it would have been pointing towards the bag. And it's a sword. What you're feeling is a sword. So if you want to take the sword, you can.
I'm taking that as well.
Okay.
But that's and then we can take the combat.
Okay. But before we do that real fast, well, Chris, what do you want to do?
I would like to slowly walk forward. My shield is now on my back. So I've got one torch in my left hand, sword in my right hand.
Okay.
Slowly making my way.
Yeah, as you get there, you see it kind of bends. There's a sarcophagus with some broken pottery, and then same with you right in front.
Is there a wall straight up, or does that continue on?
It looks like it continues on.
I would take a right, thinking, trying to find Reed. So as I'm walking, I'm going, Reed, as I'm slowly making my way forward.
Okay, you continue to make your way forward. You do see a wall, and you could go to your left.
I'm going to go to my left. Reed.
At this point, Reed, you'd start to see the flame, the glow of the flame.
I'll take out my dagger and hold my action.
Okay. All right. Zombie's turn, or skeleton's turn. He's going to move. Yep. He's going to move right into front of you two and swing at Nasala.
Mm-hmm.
Natural 20. It hits her good. She so he comes swinging and it gets her right across the face, and there's a good amount of blood coming out from her cheek at this 15 damage. All right, Felvindar, it's your turn.
Right, Felvindar will go there and cast flames on him with both of his hands.
Okay, wow,
DC 14.
Okay, let me see if he saves.
Yes.
He saves. So he takes
half of 28.
28. Okay. Nice.
14. Fire damage. And that is his turn.
Okay. Nasala is going to hit him with lightning bolts. Both hit. Wow. For 19 damage. Wow.
Like okay. I said, the powerhouses.
Yeah. Zombie staggers a bit, but then tries to take another swing at Nasala. And misses. He comes swinging down, but she jumps back. Felvindar, it's your turn again.
Right. I'm going to do the same again. Shooting some flames.
All right. You shoot your flames, and not even going to roll because he drops to a pile of bones. It's combat over.
All right. Well, that was unexpected.
That was pretty easy. But he did get me pretty good, and Nasala will hear herself for close wound 14. Perfect.
Yeah, let's continue on with great care.
Okay. So they continue on. Gris or Reed, what do you want to do?
I'm just holding my action to see what's coming around the corner with the light.
Okay. Gris, are you continuing?
Yep.
Okay. You come around the corner, and you see Reed standing there with his dagger.
What the fuck are you doing?
Hey, bud.
I told you to go the other way.
I didn't want to leave you.
Well, is there more up that way?
Nope. Just wraps around, I guess.
Okay, there's nothing more down where I came from as well then. So let's go back and see if we can get the others. So I will start moving back the way I came.
Yep. Can everybody give me a perception check?
Yes.
Oof.
Bam.
That's 20. An 18.
You both hear like a crumbling sound and then a loud crash from the way you came before.
Ugh, fuck.
Felvendar, will you roll a perception check as well?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Nasala hears it. And so do you. You hear a crumbling sound and then a loud crash from like the way you guys came from.
Don't let that be what I think it is. I'm gonna punch Felvendar so hard for this.
I will cast candlelight again and okay. Start moving the way back we came from.
Yeah.
Okay, Felvendar, do you want to keep moving forward?
Yes.
Okay.
Chris is going to be jogging behind Reed. So.
Okay, not a problem. So you guys move forward. You and we'll wait for a second on Gris and Reed. And you guys see that it's starting to turn like back the way you would come? You and Nasala. Like there's like another hallway that would turn back the way you came.
Oh, okay. From. So nothing there.
I mean, I don't know. I think we might, we should probably go check it out, Felvendar.
Yeah.
So you guys can walk in. Do you want to check for traps?
Yeah, I would like to.
Okay, investigation. And I'll give you advantage this time because Nasala is going to help, but she doesn't need to because you got a natural 20. And you yes. can see a pressure plate right here.
Ooh.
That would activate something. So, and it's, like I said, a pressure plate, so you could literally just step around it. You don't.
Yeah, I would relay that to Nasala and say, oh, don't step over here.
All right, she sees it. Oh,
good that I did that. Holy shit.
I wish you would have stepped on it. Damn it. and not then that time. Is revealed, and there is another hallway that takes a, like, kind of back the way you were coming.
Okay, so this is a wall?
Yes, so you're up against a wall right now, and it leads down, and then curves off to the right.
To the right?
I mean... Like for us, like looking at your computer screen to the right.
So okay, like so it goes right that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And once you get there, you can see goes into like a room with a statue, and there's some chests around the statue.
Ooh. Hoo-hoo. I would, when I go into the corridor again, I would check for traps, especially in front of the chests.
Okay, you'll have to go into along. The room. If you want to check like the chest for traps, you'd have to be right up on it. And you're revealed with a room with three more sarcophagi.
All right. Can I check it now?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
An investigation.
Oh, come on. Come on. No.
Looks good to you.
Nasala, what do you think of this?
Let me give it a go. And she will roll a investigation check as well. That looks good to me, Felvendar.
Oh god damn it. Whose statue is that? Can I tell?
Not a guard. A guard. It's not,
not a guard.
God.
Yeah, I assume
it's
so.
Not a guard. It's not a god of any sort. It's a man holding a sword. Maybe he was nobility or something. There is like some engravings
at
like the bottom. But you can't read them because it just from over time they've kind of been fucked up and
can I
just can't read the engravings anymore.
Yeah, I would like to get out my stuff and rub the knowledge part on this place. Does it tell me anything?
Yes, it does. It tells you that this is was the Jarl of Skingrad.
Ooh,
one
I
of
like
the Jarls.
Stuff.
It would have been the Jarl from the second era. Doesn't give you a name. But you definitely know that it's the Jarl from the second era of when Skingrad was in the second era, if that makes any sense.
So this might be like a crypt from this Jarl?
Yes. Yeah, you would assume so.
You know where townsfolk, like a Hall of the Dead, get buried? Yes,
exactly.
Okay. And there are also sarcophagi here in this room?
Yeah, there's three of them. And... they are a lot nicer than the other ones that you've seen. So you could even actually go read like the tags, and it's all from Skingrad. Three kings from Skingrad, and it's actually from each era. because we're in the fourth era, so there wouldn't be a fourth.
I guess this is the royal tomb here, chamber here.
Yes.
I guess I can't roll again to check the trap, so I guess I just open the chest.
Nothing happens.
Good.
But there's a heaping amount of gold. There's gold septums in there.
Ooh, how many?
Like 2,000.
Ooh, nice. Look at this.
It Naysal. Would be like between the both of the chests you'd get, because Naysal is going to open up the one that you don't open, and still nothing happens. There's no traps, but
there's just gold in it.
Yeah, just gold. Okay, looks like offerings, like people, like when they got buried and brought the bodies down here, maybe.
Yeah.
This gold. But yeah, so that's what's in the chest.
Now, how about that entrance?
All right, get back to Reed and Gris, and they're kind of jogging back to the entrance where they heard a loud crashing sound. Will they be stuck in this cave, and will the players die here? Or maybe it's a monster that's coming to kill them. Who knows? But we'll find out next time. Thank you, everybody, for listening, and we'll catch you on the next episode.